They appeared, and then Bhumi went to Lord Brahma, getting back to where we started this whole class. Bhumi went to Lord Brahma, Lord Brahma went to the shore of the ocean of milk, and they asked for Krishna to appear. And when Krishna appears on this earth planet, this is exoteric we're talking about, he brings his associates and the demigods. Not just his internal associates, the demigods appear. Just like when Lord Ram appeared during Treta Yuga, he asked all the demigods to appear as their children or directly. Like you have Sugriva, who is the son of the sun planet. And you have Bali, who is the son of Indra. And you have Nal and Neel and Yad. And you have so many other, practically all the monkeys were actually demigods or empowered representatives of the demigods. In the same way, Krishna's family, we're talking now about the Yadu dynasty, not the residents of Vrindavan. This is interesting. Krishna, because the Yadu dynasty was the dynasty that enabled Krishna to kill the demons and establish religious principles, etc. Whereas in Vrindavan, Krishna was executing his Madhurya Lila, his sweet pastimes. So those in Vrindavan were not demigods. They were pure devotees or Nityasiddha devotees or Shaktis of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The personalities appeared in Vrindavan, like Sudam, Lalita, Vishaka, Lalita, Vishaka, Shrimati Radharani, they're all Shakti Tattva. Tattva means something that is truth or something that continues to exist. According to the Bhagavad Gita, Nasato Vijate Bhavo, Navavo Vijate Sapho. That things that continue to exist, eternal existent things or people, are tattvas. Like Krishna, there's Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva, and Shakti Tattva. Those are the three. That's called Tattva Traya, the three tattvas in our Vaishnava understanding. So, when Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, he actually came with his eternal associates, or pure devotees who were just becoming pure devotees. But this is a different category. But in Dwarka and Mathura, there were demigods and some eternal associates too, like Uddhava. Uddhava is an eternal associate. But generally, they were demigods. And therefore, when it was time for Krishna to end his pastimes, we're going to the Moksha Lila right now, he had the demigods fight each other and kill each other, or the children of the demigods fight each other and kill each other, so they would go back to Godhead. They all got drunk. And when Lord Ram wanted to end his pastimes, he had those monkeys who were demigods enter into the Sarayu River and go back to the spiritual world with him. So this is the pastimes of the Lord, the purpose of the Lord's advent. And as Prabhupada comments here in the purport that we read today, that it's not only in the Treta Yuga or the Dwarpa Yuga that Krishna advents. Krishna advents in every yuga. Sometimes the description given in the Vedic literatures is Krishna's tri-yuga, it means three yugas, but there's actually four yugas. But in the Kali Yuga, Krishna is the Chana avatar. Chana means hidden. Avatar means comes down. And that, of course, is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is manifest, as Prabhupada comments in this purport, in the Krishna consciousness movement. So this Krishna conscious movement is an avatar of Krishna. Golokera Primadana Hurinama Sankirtana. And it is not just coming from the Vaikuntha planets, it is coming from Goloka Vrindavan. Golokera Primadana. The Primadana, the wealth of Prema, is coming, Harinama Sankirtan, in this Sankirtan movement. So those who actually take part in this Sankirtan movement, they are doing the same thing as Krishna did over 5,000 years ago. We are establishing religious principles, protecting devotees, and we are killing the demons, not externally. We are killing the demoniac propensity that we all have in our hearts, right? We all have this propensity. We have a demon and a devotee in our hearts. You know, when we get angry, the demon comes out. It's like that story. There's many stories like once a month, Dracula comes out or something like that. You ever heard of these things? You know, like during the full moon. So, there's an interesting story. I don't know if you heard about the story, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Nobody's heard about that. It's an English story. Someone who was a demon and a devotee at the same time. So we have that. So we have to be always absorbed in Krishna's name. And that will actually purify our hearts. So, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Asu Vairagyam Gyanam Cha Yadahoitakam. It all comes from Machata Madgata Prana Bodhyantas Chaparas, from hearing and chanting about Krishna and bringing others to Krishna consciousness. And that will accomplish Krishna's purpose on this earth and will save this earth, like as Prabhupada comments. In addition to chanting and doing bhakti, it's very important, Prabhupada pointed out in his purport, to institute varnashram. Varnashram means we recognize that everybody has different propensities. Sometimes people who are more inclined to be brahmanas will criticize someone who wants to be a kshatriya, be in manage, or someone who wants to do business, or someone who wants to fix cars, for example, you know, shudra activity. They'll criticize and think they're better. But the point is that everybody, as Krishna says in the Gita, by doing their prescribed duty and doing their chanting and hearing, is considered equal and they will go back to Godhead. That's our Krishna conscious movement. Our Krishna conscious movement is not just chanting, but the practical institution of varnashram. That's exactly what Prabhupada says here in the purport. And if we remember that, we can engage in Parichranaya Sadhanam Vinashaya Dushkritam. So, any questions or comments? We got about another 2 minutes or 3 minutes in class. So,
Yeah.
To the demigods.
Then later on, you know, from the Katha, it is in the heaven, finished them all.
Yeah.
In a big jar or something.
Yeah.
So,
do you want some? He wants some Amrit because he feels that he's getting older.
So, this Amrit means that you become immortal for me.
Immortal in the sense of long life, but not forever and ever and ever. At the time of the change of the yugas or the change, you know, when it's time for you to go, you go. That means long life. But it's not Amrit in the sense or unlimited. The only way you can have unlimited life is by chanting the Lord's holy names and becoming a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But you don't have unlimited life in that body. There's nothing you can do. In some religions, they believe that if you bury the body, sometime it'll come out. That's pretty frightening, isn't it? You go to the cemetery and all the bodies come out. I think it's the most frightening thing I've ever heard in my life. But these bodies, you know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Actually, even the Bible says that. You're changing bodies. So, no matter what you do, Amrit or whatever, you won't live forever in that body. So the Amrit only gives them a long life. Jaran Amrit. Yeah, that's right. It's Amrit. The word Amrit doesn't mean long life. The word Amrit means nectar, something that's very tasty, something that's very spiritual, Amrit. Understand? It doesn't mean long life. So that's spiritual, tasty, beneficial, and you take the charanamrita, yes, you will live forever, but not in that body. Don't worry. So, we have about another minute left for class. Any other questions or comments? Or problems? Or complaints? Yeah.
In terms of chronological order of events, when would the change in the ocean take place?
Many millions of years ago. I don't have the exact date, so-and-so B.C., but many, many years ago. In the previous yuga. Previous yuga, within this cycle of four yugas. Within the cycle of four yugas. In the Bhagavatam, chronology is not considered that important. You'll have different descriptions of different pastimes of the Lord, like Lord Varaha, that are mixed from one yuga or one yuga cycle to another yuga cycle. They'll amalgamate them and put them together. Because the whole point of the Bhagavatam is not that you're going to study mundane history like you did when you went to the school when you were young. You had to learn all these dates, right? You know, when Fiji became independent, when there was the first coup, the second coup, the third coup, fifth coup, tenth coup. And you had to learn all these dates. But Bhagavatam doesn't mean dates. Bhagavatam means the purpose, making you Krishna conscious. So therefore, they'll combine pastimes that occurred millions of years apart. So it's really difficult to ascertain the exact dates of these particular pastimes. But they did occur, and the demons... Yeah, one other thing I want to mention. The demons took birth as kings on the Earth planet, and in Kali Yuga, the Bhagavatam says that many demons will take birth in Brahmin families on the Earth planet. What that means is that there's so much cheating religion going on. Dharma prajitakayita vodra parabo niramatsaranam satam. Bhagavatam kicks out this cheating religion. Cheating religion means religion promising you some material upliftment, religion teaching you impersonalism, religion teaching you voidism, like Prabhupada came to the Western world, nivrishesha shunyavadi paschacha deja tarni, to get rid of voidism and impersonalism. And you'll see that most religion, and what to speak of, the foremost religion today amongst the intellectuals is called scientism. You've heard of scientism before? Scientism means, it's different than science. You know, I like science. You know, I'm using a mobile phone, broadcasting the class. It's fine, that's science. But scientism means that life comes from matter. Prabhupada considered it to be one of his most important strategies to deal with that particular religion. And there's many, many demons who were very popular who were preaching, publishing hundreds of thousands of books trying to show how life came just from a combination of matter, or consciousness came from a combination of matter. And that's impossible. Life, or even the physical reality of our bodies, or any life form, there is so complex it could never come about by chance. It's impossible. But they're making propaganda. It's not the religion of the intellectuals today. In fact, that was the basis of communism. Karl Marx, who was the founder acharya of communism, said religion is the opiate of the people. Anyone's heard that quote before? That means the people that religion is used to drug people, to control them. And in Kali Yuga, maybe that's done to a certain extent. So much propaganda, but religion, real religion that kicks out cheating religion is what we're teaching in the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Dharma projita koita votra paramo niramatsaranam satam. That's a verse from the Bhagavatam. This Krishna consciousness kicks out all this cheating religion. So we should preach very strongly. And Prabhupada spent so much money and so much time developing what's called the Bhaktivedanta Institute in order to establish that life comes from life. There's even a book Prabhupada published, Light Comes from Life. So that's the bogus religion, and those are the demons in this Kali Yuga. And therefore it says that many demons will take birth in Brahman or intellectual families, not just Brahman families who chant mantras, but Brahmins who are intellectuals, to use the word Brahman in a wider sense. A wider sense means someone who is a university-educated, intellectual. Not everybody who's university-educated is bad, but there's many demons. And Prabhupada said, basically, Prabhupada was so angry at these demons, he took on a kshatriya mood. He said, I will kick on their faces with boots. I mean, that's a kshatriya mood. Prabhupada said, preaching is kshatriya business, kshatriya mood business. We're supposed to greet the deities. Are they ready yet? So if there's no other questions, well, that's all right. They'll come. Sumoka, you don't have to worry. They can take care of themselves. So there's no other questions. We'll offer obeisances and get ready to greet the deities. On this day of Janmasthami, we have a wonderful day ahead of ourselves. Glorifying the Supreme Personality of God, and the devotees should try, so far as possible, to spend their spare time reading the Krishna book or reading the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and glorifying the Lord, and minimizing materialistic activities. If you have to go to work, you have to go to work, I understand. But try to keep things to a minimum and just maximize Krishna Katha. Most auspicious day of the year. So, thank you very much. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Shri Krishna Janmashtami, Ki Jai. Here's everybody. Big temple. Okay. Ladies. All right. See the deities. Jai, Shishi Gornatai, Gornatai Ki Jai. Govinda, Adi Purusha. Tamaham Jami Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Jami Amen. Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman.